The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I'm joined now, though, on the line by John Mooney, who's a journalist with the Sunday Times. John, thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us. People have been fascinated, I think, by this story since it broke of this Russian spy, Sergei Vladimirovich Cherkasov. What can you tell us about him and his time in Ireland?
Well, he arrived in Ireland around 2014. He's a member of the GU, that's Russia's armed, the military intelligence branch of Russia's armed services. He appears to have been sent into Ireland as part of probably intelligence gathering operation targeting people here initially. So he is what's called, in intelligence terms, as a Russian illegal. That is someone who is an intelligence officer that enters a country using a fictitious persona. In this case, he was purporting to be a Brazilian national who had travelled here to study at TCD and had intentions to travel into the States. So this would be a common practice for Russia's intelligence services to do this. It creates the object of the exercise is to create personas that can travel across the world whilst being undetected. Now, what do they do in the countries they're sent into? Illegals are usually involved as support officers for intelligence, for other branches of Russian intelligence. So, for example, if there was an undeclared intelligence officer working at a Russian embassy that they fear had been compromised or was being monitored by the military or in Garda Síochána, this individual would step in to provide operational support in terms of gathering intelligence, maybe handling informants or paying an informant or something like that. So that's what his role was.
So to supplement the work of spies in the Russian embassy, is that fair?
Probably, yes.
Do we know whether he was here on his own? Did he come over with other individuals? And when you say he was here to target people in terms of intelligence gathering, do we know who he targeted?
Well, so Russia has two intelligence services operational in Ireland. It has the GU, which is still known as the GRU, and it has its SVR, which is its Foreign Intelligence Service. So those two agencies are involved in a number of activities. They target people involved in politics, the civil service, and people involved in public life through every means possible to gather information, to gain influence, and sometimes to even compromise them. Their second role is to steal intellectual property. So, for example, if there was sensitive research being carried out here by a cybersecurity company, it could be a pharma company, or it could be some type of scientific research, they will also target people involved in that and attempt to steal that. So that they do that sometimes just through recruiting people or bribing people. Sometimes they use cyber attacks and espionage, or at other times they simply try to bribe people. So they're involved in lots of different activities in this state at the moment. There's also a cohort of them arrive into this state and use it as a springboard into other European countries and indeed into the United States because it disguises where they come from. So they're involved in multiple type of activities in this state.
And how well equipped are our security services to deal with this level of activity?
Well, when I think about these issues, I would kind of explain it to people that we've a number of different problems. Our biggest one is our benign approach to security. So when we think about activities of hostile actors like China or Russia, we don't really accept that they've an interest in gathering political intelligence and stealing intellectual property in this country. People aren't aware of that, and it's certainly a massive problem within our civil service and our government infrastructure that there's no acknowledgement of this as a problem. So that's one issue that we really, as a country, we have to deal with. The second issue is that you have a number of elements of the state are confronting these organisations. They certainly are very much aware of this problem. So you have J2, which is our military intelligence, and you have Security and Intelligence, which is the Garda branch who deals with national security. So the people who work in those units are very much aware of this problem. Of course, they would wish to have, you know, huge resources thrown at them which would possibly enable them to, you know, increase their footprint on this area. But I think it's really important to say that our services are actually quite competent and know what they're doing. Mm. I think the Irish Security Services, know our backyard probably better than anyone else, and we have the ability to deal with this problem. Of course, they could do with more financial support, resources, etc. But this is a growing problem. It's a problem that's morphing the whole time. It's becoming multifaceted. So I think really when we ask that question, are they able to deal with this at the moment? They are dealing with it, and we have hundreds of people involved in counterintelligence and protecting our national security and our democratic institutions. Could they have more resources? Absolutely. Will this issue and this type of problem become more complex in the decades ahead? Absolutely. Are we really geared towards that? Possibly not. You know, there are lots of different issues. This area falls into, you know, multiple spheres. For example, we don't have the ability to monitor our seas, our airspace, and arguably our cyberspace. Mm. But in terms of on-the-ground spies, it you know, this is a constant problem, and it's been here for an awful long time. But we have shown ourselves to be capable of dealing with it somewhat. And it's secretive type of work, so the agencies involved don't speak about it that much. As they obviously, in the Sunday Times, we've been highlighting this activity now for a number of years, particularly with Russia and the threat it poses to Irish interests. But I think we're in a transitional period now where this particular threat is becoming more acute.
All right, John, listen, we appreciate that update. John Mooney is a journalist with the Sunday Times. And of course, I'm sure you'll be able to read further information in the paper this weekend from John.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.